It's a powerful passage that reveals the disciples' confusion, fear, and doubt after the resurrection of Jesus. So today, we are going to reflect on this and trying to understand what kind of community is formed because of resurrection. So in today's passage, we find a room with closed doors and fearful disciples gathered together in a fear and uncertainty. And Jesus has been crucified. The tomb is empty, and the news of the resurrection is present. Yet the disciples are still carrying a deep fear and doubt and confusion in their hearts. And they are trying to understand what life after the resurrection really look like. And then Jesus appears among them and shows them in wounds, and they are filled with joy to see him alive. But one person is missing from the disciples. Do you know who's that? Thomas, yes. And when he returned, they tell him the good news that Jesus is alive. Yet the Thomas responded, "I will not believe unless I see the wounds myself." The question here is not why Thomas does not believe. My deeper question is this: in this situation, what did the church do with him? In our church, when someone does not believe, when someone carries doubt or feels left behind, what is our role as a church with that person? So, can I have next slide, please? The first thing I have learned from this story, that the true church does not force faith. It creates a space where people are held and where faith is gently formed in its own time as God works in lives. Church is a place where not only believers, but also those who doubt can remain safe, stay present, and still be part of the community while they are searching. And did you notice something in this passage? The disciples told Thomas so clearly, "We have seen the Lord." Yet Thomas did not believe and openly expressed his doubt. And this is a moment we still see today in everyday life of a church. There are times when some people speak with strong conviction about their faith, while others honestly carry doubt and struggle like Thomas. And this situation is not only in this passage, it is part of the church life today. And now, here we see a crucial moment for the disciples as a church. It's really hard to decide. They could have rejected Thomas spiritually or pushed him out from the community, but they didn't. Why? They did not treat him as less or remove him from the fellowship. Instead, they stayed with him in the tension, holding space for him, and rather than forcing belief or rushing him into faith. And here we see clearly that the role of the disciple is not to produce faith, but to act as witnesses of Christ. And you know, in Christian faith, to be a witness does not mean to control people or force them into believe something. It is not about pressure or manipulation, but about faithfully pointing toward Christ and make space for people space for God to work in person's life. And this is exactly what we see in disciples. They did not impose their experience on Thomas or force him to believe what they have seen. Instead, they remained with him and gave him space to personally encounter the risen Christ in his own way and his own time. And you know, the real struggle of the church is not in controlling people or forcing change, and not in pushing people to believe quickly. Rather, it's in creating and holding a living space where people are free to wait, to struggle, and to search until they themselves meet the risen Christ. Can I have the second slide? Second important lesson I have learned from this: faith is not born alone on a mountain, but it's a shared journey with others. The gospel tells us that Thomas stayed with the disciples for 8 days until Jesus appeared again. And during that time, the disciples, they did not isolate him. Instead, they kept him within the fellowship, and they walked with him in that waiting. This is a true spirit of a church. The church is a place where people in different spiritual conditions live together and remain together. In this room, we can see everybody carries a different understanding of God, because each one sees and experiences God in a different ways. And here, in this passage in John 20, one group of people have already experienced the risen Christ, but one person has not seen what the other have seen. But yet, there is no walls between them. There is no rejection and no quick judgment. They remain together. And here is a deep divine truth, my brothers and sisters. God does not always transform us in a single moment of belief, but he shapes us through the moment of belonging. And in this passage, we clearly see that the faith is a shared journey, not just an individual one. And we can see this pattern again and again in the Gospel of John. One person's testimony becomes the starting point of other people, other person's faith, and which is then completed in the personal encounter with Christ. You can read the Gospel of John. There are so many examples of this. Means one witness opened the door for other person. So, the church is not just a community that proclaims truth, but a life-sharing community. It's a place where faith is not only spoken, but lived together. Where people walk with one another. And in that shared journey, they seek and experience the revelation of Christ, even in the human weaknesses. Can I have the next slide, please? Now, the third thing, and it's really crucial. You have seen the disciples have done what they can do as a church. They have become witnesses of the risen Christ. They have kept fellowship with Thomas. And they have shown patience with his doubt as well. But still, they cannot create faith within him unless Jesus reveals himself personally. And here we see a very deep spiritual truth. The church does not create faith. It creates space for faith. The church can point toward the truth, but the truth itself is revealed by Christ. For 8 days, the community, this disciples' community, lived, I would say, it's in the state of incomplete knowledge. The truth was present. It's present among them, but it had not yet fully appeared. They knew that Jesus is alive, but they don't know how this truth would reach the heart of Thomas. And then after 8 days, Jesus comes again, and the doors are still closed, yet he stands among them. And this detail is not random, it's really important. He's not brought inside, he comes himself. And here, John, he wants to show us that the risen Christ is not limited by the human system or conditions. Human barriers cannot stop resurrected Jesus. And here is another truth for us. The resurrection is not only a past event. It is a living presence. Christ is not bound by time or place. He comes and stands among his people with his living presence. And now here, the role of the church becomes very clear. The church is not the center where Christ is controlled or managed. It is simply the place where Christ reveals himself. Now, in this fellowship of the disciples, believers are gathered, and testimony has been also given. But testimony cannot replace the risen Christ. Testimony prepared the way, but the actually revelation is done by Christ himself. In other words, we can say the church is a witness, but revelation is Christ himself. And this is the reason. This is why the Thomas's faith was not produced by the human argument, but by a divine encounter. Do you know, sometimes the church makes itself the center and forgets that the true center is not the church, but Christ. We make our teaching so strict sometimes that there is no space left for those who ask questions. Or we hold our conviction so tightly that we leave no room for those who doubt. But my brothers and sisters, when the church makes itself the center, honestly, it can hide the very presence of Christ. And that's why the church is not meant to block Christ appearing, but to create an environment where he can reveal himself. At the end, I want all of you to just reflect for a moment. Just think about this. If the disciple had rejected Thomas or pushed him out from their fellowship because of his doubt, perhaps he would never met the Christ. But the disciples created space for him among them, even while they knew the truth of the risen Christ. They did not remove him or isolated him. And this is why he stayed with them. And in that shared space, he personally able to meet the risen Christ. And because of that encounter, Thomas did not only change his belief, but his faith became a mission. The one who once asked for proof of the resurrection, he became a witness of the living Christ. And the message moved from a closed doors, closed room to the nations and generations, and it has reached us here today in this place. Let me share something really interesting. If you look at the history, and tradition tells us that Thomas traveled to the eastern regions, even to the India, and is believed to have come as far as Taxila, a city present days in Pakistan. You can see. And he preached the gospel of risen Christ. And standing here today in England, coming from Pakistan, I realize that this story is not distant from me. I may also be part of the same testimony. What begins with Thomas traveled through generations and nations, and somehow it has reached my own life. And now I stand here as someone who has received it, and I share it with you as part of this living story. So my brothers and sisters, just look around you. There are so many thorns around us. But the most important question is this: do we make space among us for those people like thorns? A place where they can stay until they meet Christ? Or are we a church where the living Christ still meets peoples today? And even more importantly, are we a church that only keeps the witness of the living Christ within ourselves? Or are we a church that carries it out into the world and shares it with others? My brothers and sisters, the church is never, never a community of perfect people. It is a place where Christ stands in the middle of fear, doubt, and questions. And today's message invites us to become a community that holds people with their doubt and questions, not a church that pushes people away in their struggle, but a church that walks with them until they meet the risen Lord personally. Please close your eyes. Lord, we thank you. You come through closed doors and bring peace in our weaknesses. Make us a church that is not afraid of questions, but walks with people in their doubts. Help us not to reject them, but to make space so they can meet you themselves. In Jesus' name we say, Amen.